Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, a Baird company, serving individuals, public and private companies, and nonprofits with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, planning, and investments. More at MWRinc.com.
Please welcome Maria Muldaur.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to start out with a little blues that I've been doing for many, many years that I first heard done by Mississippi John Hurt called Rich Lamb Woman Blues. A one, a two, a three. Give me red lipstick and a poppy red rose, a single bob haircut and a shot of good booze. Hurry home, sweet papa, now don't you take your time, 'cause if you wait too long, honey, your mama will be gone. Hurry down to the dress shop, get the one looks best, your own pretty mama, she wants a brand new dress. Ooh, hurry home, sweet papa, now don't you take your time, 'cause if you wait too long, honey, your mama will be gone. Red rooster said, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Rich land woman, she says, any doodle-doo. Hurry home, sweet papa. Oh, honey, don't you take your time, 'cause if you wait too long, honey, your mama will be gone. With my rosy red garters, pink hose on my feet, my turkey red bloomers, they got a rumble seat. Ooh, hurry home, sweet papa. Oh, don't you take your time, 'cause if you wait too long, honey, little mama will be gone. Oh, hurry home to me now. Every Sunday morning, church watch me go. My little wings are sprouted out, the preacher told me so. Ooh, hurry home, sweet papa, now don't you take your time, 'cause if you wait too long, honey, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man, everything's sitting right. You know my husband gone away till next Saturday night. Ooh, your time. 'Cause if you wait too long, daddy, your mama will be gone. Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Maria Muldaur live on KPLU here at a special Blue Plate special studio session. Thank you so much for being here. I love Richland Woman Blues. It's a song we play a lot on this radio station.
I know. I get calls from my friends in the Seattle area all the time telling me, you're on the radio right now. I could be anywhere. But I so appreciate that a radio station like this supports this kind of music. So that's why we got up early in the morning to be here and show our support for you.
All right. So you were telling me about the occasion for this particular tour. What's going on?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the year, I was, you know, you're always adjusting to the fact that you have to write a new date on your checks. And as I was writing 2014, I went, oh, my God, it has been 40 years since my big, big hit Midnight at the Oasis was riding at the top of the pop charts. And I've made 40 albums in that time. And amazing. I thought, maybe I should sort of take this occasion to step back and kind of just revisit some of the, you know, musical adventures I've had in the past. And, you know, when you make a new album every year, you go out on the road, and you're always the most excited about presenting the newest material to the audience. So, and a lot of times people will call out for their old favorites, especially my oldest, loyalist fans, and I'll just sort of brush it off and say, oh, you can go home and listen to that on vinyl or something. But I thought, well, you know, why don't I just revisit some of these old tunes? And so we put together a show that features a lot more of people's old faves, and as well as a lot of my faves from my most recent work. And it's a show called Way Past Midnight. Of course, my dear friend and soul sister Bonnie Raitt said, you should call it Still Rockin' Way Past Midnight. I said, that's kind of long. I'll let people make up their own mind about that. But anyway, we put together this show, and I got to say, just deciding which tunes to do based on people's requests, and then going back to learn them. I hadn't done a lot of these tunes in at least 30 years. It was like reconnecting with long-lost and dearly loved old friends. And I realized that I don't write any of the songs that I do, but I realized in retrospect that I've had a pretty good knack for picking some good tunes that are kind of timeless classics. So we're having a lot of fun with this, and after visiting the greater Seattle area, we're going to take this on the road for 6 weeks. So,
Okay, so we're your guinea pigs.
Yeah. Well, so far I've just done a few shows, and people seem to really love it. It also, I'm going to tell little stories about, you know, how I came to get involved in various kinds of American roots music, and it's also going to be illustrated by a kind of a loose, what's the word, collage, I guess I should say, of images that are kind of sharing my own musical scrapbook of my musical journey.
Nice, great. So I've always been wondering, you came up during the folk revival of the 1960s in Greenwich mm-hmm. Village. You were a
John Sebastian calls it the folk scare of the 60s.
you were performing notably with a Jim Queskin jug band the first time I heard you. And all at about that same time, though, like Bob Dylan was going electric and the British invasion was happening, psychedelic mm-hmm. rock was coming.
It
but
was
you were playing
happening.
Traditional roots music. Did you feel like you were going against the grain or...
No, I've always had my own grain going on. We all started, as did Bob, and we, in those early days in the 60s, what was happening was people in the urban north were discovering and starting to explore various forms of American roots music, Appalachian old-timey music, bluegrass, blues, Delta blues, gospel, and so forth. And then we found out that a lot of the artists that to us were just these mythical figures that were singing to us on scratchy old 78s on Smithsonian collections, then were just these figures out of a misty and distant past, were actually alive and well in the South. and playing this music because it was their music, and that we started bringing them up north to concerts, and that's how the whole thing just flowered and exploded. And I was digging the Beatles at the same time. As far as I'm concerned, if it's good music, I'm going to dig it.
Nice.
But, you know, I was playing fiddle and listening to people like Mississippi John Hurt and all kinds of wonderful people. So.
Well, great. Wonderful. Well, we'd love to hear another tune.
This is one that I did on my third solo album with Benny Carter, the great jazz composer and arranger, and an all-star big band. And he invited Hoagy Carmichael into the studio to sing it with me. And it was a very magical moment. And we're going to try it for you now. It's called Old Rockin' Chair. Old rocking chairs got me cane by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tan your hide. Can't get from this cavern. Just set me here grabbing at the flies buzzing round my rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, how long in heaven she be? Send me sweet chariot for the end of these troubles I'll see. Oh, rocking chair gets it. Judgment day is near. Chained to my rock. Thank you. Chris Burns taking that beautiful solo.
That's wonderful. Maria Muldaur on a special KPLU studio session here on 88.5. You've done folk, gospel, jazz, blues. You did some children's records, tribute to Memphis Minnie, Charles Brown. You've done bluegrass with Peter Rowan. You sang with the Jerry Garcia Band.
I did.
How do you decide, with so many choices, how do you decide what's next?
Well, lots of times it's just whatever's in front of me or whatever is offered or whatever I'm in the mood for that, in that moment. If there's so much, such a rich wealth of music to choose from, as long as it's good music, at various points in my life have just gotten passionate about it. I've done several gospel albums, and as you say, and I did a jug band album 4 years ago that with my old buddies, John Sebastian and David Grisman and Dan Hicks. And then I found out there was a whole new jug generation. A friend of mine told me, why, just in Port Townsend alone, there are three or four jug bands. And he sent me, I didn't believe him, he sent me some recordings, and I heard this young guy named Kit Stovepipe, who has a wonderful jug band called the Crow Quill Night Owls, and got them involved in the project, and we cut it in my living room. And what do you know, if it didn't get nominated for a Grammy? And, you know, so it's very gratifying, and not paying any attention to what the big trends are out there on a regular radio. Just do what I love to do, and people seem to still enjoy it, so...
Nice.
There you have it.
Maria Muldaur on tour with her band doing a show celebrating the 40-year anniversary of Midnight at the Oasis. The new show is called Way Past Midnight. We'd love to hear another tune. Maybe you could introduce the guys and play us another tune.
Okay, I would love to. Playing a beautiful piano and bass with his left hand. My right and left hand man for many years, Chris Burns on the keys. Back there on the drums, beating out those passionate, swampy rhythms of love, Adam Goodyew on the drum. And last but not least, our wonderful guitar player and vocalist, Craig Caffell. And together we're known as the Red Hot Bluesiana Band. And so we're going to do a song that was I put on my first solo album that seems to be a favorite of a lot of people. It originally written by the late, great Kate McGarrigle of the McGarrigle Sisters. Just a wonderful couple of sisters that wrote the most artful songs. And here it is. It's called The Work Song. Back before the blues were blue, when the good old songs were new, songs that may no longer please us, about the black folks, about Jesus. Mississippi minstrels, the color of molasses, strumming on their banjos to entertain their masters. Some said garbage, others said art. You couldn't call it soul, Lord, you had to call it heart. Oh, backs broke, bending, digging holes to plant the seeds. The owners ate the cane and the workers ate the wheat. Putting wood in the stove and water in the cup. You worked so hard that you died standing up. When I was a little thing, my papa tried to make me sing Home Sweet Home and Orally. These were songs that my daddy taught me. Camp Town Races and Susanna, Don't You Cry. Gentle Annie still brings a tear to my eye. Label it garbage, label it art. You couldn't call it soul, Lord, you had to call it heart. Oh, backs broke, digging holes to plant the seeds. The owners ate the cane and workers ate the weeds. Putting wood in the stove and water in the cup. You worked so hard that you died standing up. sing me songs about days gone by. Make me laugh and make me cry. Break my female heart in two. Sing me songs that say I love you. Lower your eyes, put your hand up to your breast. Sing me one about the sun setting in the west. Thank you.